This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org. You're listening to episode 30 of the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. Today's devotion comes from 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 5. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. I love this. Scripture instructs us to take every thought and make it obedient to Christ, to take every thought and submit it to truth, to insist that every thought bow in obedience to Christ. Are you sensing the type of attitude, the type of tenacity that is required to guarding your mind? It's not complacent, it's not passive or reflective. We are instructed to take an aggressive, combative stance toward our thought life. So what does it look like to submit every thought to truth? Well, let me give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about. One of the ways that you can win a fight in the world of mixed martial arts or combat sports is to win by submission, which means you have successfully forced your opponent to quit, either verbally, they're saying, I can't handle anymore, I give up, or by tapping out, they're tapping the mat, tapping the shoulder. So in essence, as the challenger, you position yourself to impose your own will against your opponent, forcing them to tap out, give in, give up, submit to your will. Which sounds a lot like taking every thought captive and making it obedient. This analogy is very similar to the language used in 2 Corinthians 10. Taking an aggressive, combative stance. This is where people get confused because we've been taught to cast out thoughts rather than taking them captive. My issue with this approach of casting out thoughts is when you only cast out thoughts, you give them opportunity to return. And when negative thoughts consistently return to you, you will then instinctively take ownership of them. You think, if I keep on having this same thought, then it must be mine. Now, I want you to see the distinct difference when you take a thought captive and then force it to submit to truth. You can't just tell a thought to go. You have to grab a hold of it and battle it until that thought is in complete submission to truth. Figuratively speaking, when a thought comes, you're instructed to put it in an armbar or a guillotine choke, or a highly effective rear naked choke, to force submission. Now, all you UFC fans know what I'm talking about. You may be thinking, is it really necessary to take such an aggressive stance, such a combative stance towards my thought life? Well, let's look at Daniel 7:25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, this is speaking of the enemy, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Now, to wear out means to harass constantly. Here's the thing. This word is only used in the mental sense. So what does this tell us? The enemy has chosen the battleground, but are we aware of it? You see, the enemy's tactics are to wear you out through the continual harassment of your mind. 1 Peter 1:13 through 15. So prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then. But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God, who chose you, is holy. I want you to see the parallel between these two verses. In 2 Corinthians 10, you're instructed to take every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ, to take every thought and submit it to truth. Then in 1 Peter 1, you're instructed to prepare your mind for action, exercising self-control so that you may walk in holiness, just like your Father who is holy. Are you starting to see the importance of protecting your mind from every thought? Your mind, your thought life, is the ground in which holiness can spring from. If you want to demonstrate the kingdom of God and walk in the manifested character of our Father, which is holiness, you must remain committed to protecting your mind from every thought. I want you to understand this simple truth. Your perceived value of something will determine the lengths you're willing to go to protect it. Why do you think the enemy has chosen the mind to be his battleground? Take a moment to think. What are some of the ways that you protect your mind? Are you one who just commands thoughts to go? Or do you take a more aggressive stance to take every thought captive, making them obedient to Christ? For more resources on this topic, please visit the accompanying webpage for this episode where you can find scriptures, questions, and activations. As always, thank you for listening. Until next time, stay hungry and keep seeking.